This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enterprise. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Braj.
And Christine Wong.
I keep saying today I'm in the studio with, but all this week I'm in
You're
the studio
You're going to be in
with,
the studio yeah. with, yeah.
But I have to keep things, you know, I've got to have this kind of... What's the word I'm looking for?
Sense of suspense?
Routine.
Oh, okay.
I have to have this routine.
I thought it was like a surprise thing.
Well, it's keeping me stable and sane and, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, we will be keeping in touch with a whole bunch of our SMEs, as we have been doing, highlighting the plight of SMEs all the way through this week. And we'll continue to be doing that. Now, earlier this week, the Shopping Malls Association of Malaysia told the Malaysian Insight that shopping malls nationwide could incur losses in excess of 2 billion ringgit after the movement control order is lifted.
Yeah, its president, Teo Chiang Kok, said that taking into account the recovery period and loss of purchasing power, adding that it will take a considerable amount of time for rehabilitation and recovery and for shoppers to return. In the meantime, we also hear retailers calling for greater rebates or discounts on rental from mall operators during the MCO. Some have gone as far as to request for a blanket moratorium on rental or eviction from their lots on the basis of financial distress.
So we got in touch with Teo Chiang Kok to better understand the mall operator's perspective on this, and he's actually on the line with us right now. Welcome to the show. Let's start with the biggest challenge affecting malls in Malaysia right now. Are these challenges down to the movement control order alone?
The shopping industry in Malaysia was already suffering from weak shopping power for the past 2 years due to many factors. The rising cost of living, resulting in lower disposable income, recent political uncertainties, weak global economy, weak ringgit, drop in tourism, and the increasing cost of doing business. And now, with COVID-19, which has not only decimated tourist arrival, but business in general, then followed in quick succession by MCO, making it into a perfect storm of challenges. Tourism is very important to the shopping industry. The typical tourists spend more than 35% of their budget on shopping. The biggest challenge is definitely making every effort to survive and recover through and after MCO. There's no indication when the pandemic is over or when the MCO will be finally lifted. But as it is now, landlords in shopping malls bear multiple burdens of no business income on the one hand, no sales, and yet there is the continuing overheads and operating costs, finance costs, etc. With no income coupled with this continuing overhead costs, managing the cash flow is the main focus and main issue. The only avenue is to reduce costs, otherwise businesses will fail and layoff of employees will become inevitable. Not only shopping malls, but all businesses will still have to bear fixed overhead costs of salaries, rentals, utilities, essential operating costs, financial costs, etc., etc. The government must step in urgently to help all businesses to reduce costs and preserve cash flow so as to enable all to survive through the MCO and this pandemic and thereafter rehabilitate and recover. This is to prevent business shutdown or even bankruptcy. This will lead to bankruptcies and shutdown will lead to layoffs and unemployment. The government must refocus their stimulus efforts to help business survive in order to save employment, in order to ensure the business are able to function and perform to revive the economy.
And what exactly are mall operators doing to ease the burden of retailers during this time?
Many malls have announced various forms of rental waivers. Furthermore, many of our member malls have already introduced several win-win solutions to help our tenants. Some notable examples are direct assistance for tenants by purchasing shopping vouchers from them for giveaways as part of the mall promotion activities. The purchase of vouchers from the tenants have two prong advantages for the tenant. Firstly, the vouchers add to the tenant's sales. And secondly, the recipient of such vouchers are compelled to visit and spend in the tenant shop. Another solution is allowing tenants to operate with reduced business hours or limited services, etc. malls have offered free parking for shoppers and to provide convenience by eliminating the need to seek out the APS or the auto payment machine for payment of parking fees. Several malls have also shortened business hours to save on staffing and operational costs of both the mall owner, operator and the tenants.
Some retailers are calling for like a moratorium or rental on rental and or eviction from their lots on the basis of financial distress. Is something like this viable for a mall to undertake? Like, what are the factors holding mall operators back from giving a moratorium like this or rebates on rental?
Firstly, I wish to emphasize that all must appreciate that all stakeholders are hurting in this pandemic, and this unprecedented burden have to be shared. It is not that the landlords are not hurting. We reiterate that shopping mall members will need to curate appropriate and targeted action plans, including any rental rebates on a case-by-case, mall-by-mall basis. There are many critical factors involved, for example, location, business tolerance, tenant cooperative relationship with the landlord, impact on different category of businesses. For example, supermarkets and pharmacies are doing bumper trade in this pandemic. There are also wide differences in the rental structure for different category of tenants and different malls, so each mall will have to derive different win-win accommodations between their respective tenants. Increasingly, malls have also announced initiatives to assist their tenants, including waiving or rebating rents during the MCO period. Factors which may be holding back offers of rental rebates include the need to balance rental income versus fixed expenditure like utilities, manpower, statutory fees, financial strength, affordability, etc. And this may only be a small tolerance for some malls. In many circumstances, it is not equitable nor practical to give a blanket rebate to all malls, to all tenants. No one shoe fits all. Talking about evictions, I must say landlords always take eviction as the very last resort, usually when the delinquency has stretched over many months and the situation is deemed hopeless. The idea of controlling no evictions will open up avenues for abuse. Tenants are overly protected and will encourage tenants to willy-nilly withhold rental payments. This is a very unfair proposal.
So what would you say is the biggest challenge facing malls in Malaysia once the pandemic is over?
Firstly, we hope that the pandemic will end soon and the malls will survive through the pandemic. The biggest challenge is uncertainty of when this will end. After the pandemic ends, there will definitely be a period of rehabilitation and revival from the setback. There is also the time lag for the shoppers to return in sufficient numbers to make the needed impact. The rehabilitation time for the malls is dependent on how fast is the revival of the economy. It may take 6 to 12 months, depending on the severity of the situation. During this recovery period, all malls will need to re-strategize on merchandise mix, invest in marketing programs to win shoppers' confidence and to woo them back, but at the same time, manage costs and the fragile and battered cash flow. All business sectors have been in unison in calling for the government to design their stimulus package to ensure the survival of the business sector so that employment is safeguarded and when the pandemic is over, the business structures are intact and ready to quickly become productive again in order to quickly recover from this debilitating disruption.
That was Teo Tiang Kok from the Shopping Malls Association of Malaysia. We're going to take a very short break in a moment. And when we come back, we'll be hearing from Noodle Shack and Astro Baby about how retailers around the country are struggling with a dip in earnings during the MCO period. We'll be right back. You're listening to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.